Okay. Steel Panthers, nothing I can play because it's fairly dirty. Steel Panther fans know that. You know it. Tomorrow night, Casino Ballroom. Drummer Sticks It In Ya. That's his name. Sure, it's on his birth certificate. Check it out. Joins us on the phone. I think it... Sticks?
Hey, this is Sticks.
What's up, Sticks?
How are you?
It's exactly how I would imagine that this interview was going to begin. Hey, it's Sticks.
But then you got to give the whole name.
I've been promoting it all week. I love it. When your show is going to be, when Sticks It In Ya is going to be on your show, you promo the hell out of it.
You got to come in hot with Sticks It In Ya.
I am always, he's coming in hot. That's the way I do it. How are you, man?
I'm really good, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm excited to talk about this tour. And I'm excited because I haven't gone to bed yet.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. Steel Panther, of course, coming to the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom. And you know when you go to, you know, Sticks, you've played venues all over the world, right? Sold out shows, yeah. Crazy show, women, tops flying off, craziness. I mean, heavy metal, rock and roll, brand new album coming out. But when you go, like, we're friends with the venue, right? And when the guys that run the place go, holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, they've seen it all. You know, they...
I tell you what, I got to cut you off real quick. And we've seen a bunch of things happen at our shows.
Yeah.
And Hampton Casino is one of those places that we tell our friends, dude, this went down at this venue. I don't know if you guys were there for the last... I was the second to last show.
Yeah.
And I will try to keep this as...
Arable.
As savory as possible.
Right.
But let's just say that there were two ladies... enjoying each other in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
And it was, there were very few articles of clothing. And I think that we were on the verge of getting in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. But that's a fine line. That's a fine line you guys walk.
Rumor has it, it went from very funny to holy creepiness very quick. That was the rumor.
Well, it depends. It depends on who you talk to. Yeah. I mean, creepiness. No, I didn't. I was not creeped out at all.
Sticks,
I was like, yes, this is going down.
It takes a lot to get Sticks It In Ya creepy. Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot, you know. So
yes, it does. You know what? It's funny you say that because it's very, very true.
Yeah.
It really is.
They're coming on October 5th. Brand new record out called Lower the Bar, which we're going to talk about.
At what point did you guys realize, okay, this isn't just
playing around
anymore? This is serious.
Well, you know, I mean, we knew it was serious business. We knew from the beginning, but I guess it's like, how long do we let this go before we become responsible? You know what I mean?
Yep. Right.
Because, like, I'm not interested in going to jail again.
Right.
It's not a fun place to be in.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go on my own. I don't want these two chicks causing me to go. So, you know, we let it happen. We let it go. And then when we started getting the eyes from the security, like they were giving us the facial expressions that basically said, dudes, we're coming in hot if you guys don't pull the plug on this. And so we're like, okay.
Right.
We kind of pulled one of the girls up off the floor. And, you know.
It's crazy. I mean, like, they know. I mean, they stay on the side of the law, obviously. That's what they always do. But you guys, like, the thing about your show is, and the thing about, I think, Steel Panther is, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but it's a real celebration of when music was all about the good time. You know what I mean? It took a hard left in the 90s. I don't know as though it's ever recovered in that direction. But if you grew up in that time, when you were listening to, you know, what was considered heavy metal then, it was about having a good time. And this is a real, you know, pedal to the metal, no pun intended, you know, celebration of that, don't you think? You got to agree with that.
I think that you're spot on. And, you know, it's funny because we don't ever go, hey, you, young lady, should do this to that.
Of course not.
We never do that.
Of course not.
I think that when people come to Steel Panther show, they get caught up in the fun and, like you said, the old school, like the party, and it makes people feel comfortable to be a freak for that 90 minutes and not get judged by anybody.
Right.
And I think it's a beautiful thing.
You've toured all over the world, right? And there's got to be those moments on stage, like you talk about, you know, what's happened in Hampton, but there's got to be places like, you know, we've heard, especially some other heavy metal bands, they play Europe, and next you know, there's a goat head that gets thrown on stage. You know, the crazy stuff. Has there been anything like that where you're like, you'll never believe what happened in some other country, you know? Is there anything like that from the road?
Well, I'll tell you the most uncomfortable I was ever I ever was. But before going on stage, we were in Russia. We were in St. Petersburg, and the fans in St. Petersburg, Russia, were fantastic. But I don't think most of the other people get the up to date news.
Right.
So as we're about to walk on stage, the promoter goes, "Hey," and now this isn't a goat head story, but he goes, "Hey guys, just real quick. You can't talk about homosexuality, Putin, or the band Pussy Riot. Remember that band?
The girls, right? Yeah, exactly. Yep.
He goes, if you mention any of those three things, I'll go to jail. Oh, and you guys will get thrown in Russian prison pretty much forever.
Right.
And I was like, that was the strangest, most eerie thing I've ever felt before or during a show.
Because it's not a threat. It's a legitimate, going to happen.
It was real, and you could feel the realness. It wasn't like, hey, guys, just don't. It was. Oh, by the way, if you want to see daylight again, don't mention these things. It was really weird. Wow.
But they're okay with Poontang Boomerang. I mean, from the new record, here's Poontang. Nobody gets in trouble.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Everybody loves Poontang Boomerang.
Everybody does. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, we've been together as this foursome for, like, over 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I mean, we've been jamming together since the 80s, literally.
Yeah. And does it ever, right now, you got to be used to it, but, I mean, A-list celebrities pop up at shows.
It's fantastic. You know, it's funny because a lot of these guys and girls will get up, and you can really see the ones who got famous on accident, and you can see the ones who got famous and successful not by accident. Like the talent level, like a girl like Pink.
Yeah,
she got up and just killed.
Oh yeah,
right? Killed.
She's the real deal.
Everybody's got the chills, and she just ruled it. And then you had a girl. You know, I mean, she may be a very sweet girl, but Avril Lavigne gets up and you just go, oh God. Like it's like the light is on and you go, oh, you poor girl. I felt bad for her.
Right, right.
You know, but that's rock and roll. It's like you once you're on that stage, you can't hide behind anything.
Sticks it in you, the drummer for Steel Panther out with us on the phone with us.
I can't get by you saying Sticks
it's his name.
I know.
I'm saying his name.
That's me every time.
Lower the Bar, the brand new CD. They're at the Casino Ballroom tomorrow night. Let me ask that about these people that get up on stage. Has anybody jumped up on stage you that wasn't a musician, say they're an actor or just a celebrity, that you think that person should have been a rock star?
That's a good question. You know, maybe Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah.
Wow.
He should have been a rock. He could have been a James Brown kind of. I think he could have been a Justin Timberlake-y kind of guy.
Yeah.
He should have been a rock star. One dude who should not have ever tried to be a rock star is Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Though he was really cool, he was horrible on drums.
Yeah, he's a drummer. We've had him on, and as much as I'm a fan, it was probably one of our most difficult interviews to do with
him.
He was just, he gave us nothing. Like,
really?
Well, and I love the guy. It's just that there was nothing there for us. It was weird, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, some people are like, you're a fan of, and you go, oh man, this is going to be so killer. And then you get that's why I can't watch those award shows, because when a lot of those actors and celebrities are allowed to speak, like, you know, as them, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, oh, I don't even like you.
Doesn't happen with Sticks It In You. You know what you get with Sticks It In You.
I deliver every time.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Good to hear. Very good to hear.
Every year, well, it seems like every year, but I don't. It's probably a couple years where you didn't. But every time you play the casino, it's a wild show. People have a great time, and I think there are tickets still available. But don't wait, because it will sell out. It will sell out. You can go to casino. casinoballroom.com, and go cut loose and have a good time with our friends at Steel Panther. Sticks, good to talk to you, man. It's our first time, and it was great. Really a fun time.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to coming out there.
All right, you got it. Thanks, Sticks. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye. Sticks, is it in you? When you, the day is complete when you get to, you know, converse, have intercourse with Sticks, it in you.